Hi there, thanks for tuning in. Well, the local share market ended with a loss of around 11 points or a little over 0.1% today. So there was a pretty simple reason why the market gave up on that positive momentum that allowed it to recover off its lows of the morning. And that was that in the mid-afternoon stages of the session, US futures started to fall away. And in fact, just before the close, the S&P 500 futures were down at their lowest levels of the after-hour session, down by about a quarter of a percent. So that took the wind out of the sails of the market. And again, there's a reason for this, because ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday in the United States, tonight we'll see this current session front-loaded with a whole range of economic news. So they'll include figures on manufacturing. We get a second look at GDP figures, but the most important one will be the PCE deflator. This is called the personal consumption and expenditure deflator. It's a very technical term used by economists, and what it boils down to is it's the preferred measure of inflation that the US Fed looks at. So given the fact that there are any number of reasons why interest rates have shot higher in recent weeks because of elevated readings on inflation, these numbers have really got the ability to shift perceptions quite substantially. And at a time when you're already seeing short and long-term interest rates bumping up against their recent highs, this is part of the reason there was a note of caution in the market this afternoon. So, as I said, we've traded through a fairly narrow range at the best levels, up by around 0.2%. In the first pulse of selling this morning, the market was down by around 0.4%. So under those circumstances, to consolidate was not a bad outcome. The features of today were not dissimilar to what we saw yesterday. Probably the most topic-worthy discussion today has been the failed efforts on the part of governments around the world to try and dampen oil prices. So we have seen in the last day a range of countries, the United Kingdom, South Korea, Japan, India, the United States, talk about releasing oil from their strategic reserves. Failed miserably. Oil prices have actually risen in the order of as much as 2 to 3% in the last day. So that's part of the reason why energy stocks are on top of the leaderboard today. Santos shares were up by 2%. Woodside Petroleum up by more than 1.5%, getting a continued tailwind from the announcement in the last day that they'll be progressing with their Scarborough project and indeed expanding their processing plant onshore with the Pluto project. Elsewhere, we saw gold miners get touched up a little bit by sellers. So Perseus Mining down by around 2%. That's what you tend to see happen with gold names as long-term bond yields rise. So Perseus was down by around 2%. Mining stocks generally doing pretty well today. Fortescue, I suppose, stands out for the fact that it was up almost 10% yesterday and up by another percent today. So that was a good move there. As far as company news was concerned, there was a bit of it around today. Harvey Norman shares were down by 1.7%. In a trading update, they said that their sales in the 4 months to November had fallen by 9.6% in comparable terms. Webjet, on a more positive note, said that they expect their transaction volumes to start approaching pre-COVID levels as of October next year. They reinstated a deferred dividend, which will be paid in December. That all translated to a 1.4% improvement. And finally, technology stocks were again the worst performing group today, mimicking what we've tended to see in the Northern Hemisphere, with the NASDAQ underperforming in the last couple of days. And that is a reflection of those, again, long-term interest rates moving higher, which tends to create headwinds as far as those growth stocks are concerned. Technology One shares down by about 8%. So some broker downgrades have been a factor in seeing those shares fall over the course of the last couple of days. The Aussie dollar under pressure, thanks to an improving greenback, so we're back to around 72.1 US cents.